This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Oh, welcome to the Hour One Nugget. It is always so good to get your company. Thank you so much for listening. Whether you're listening on Worship Radio 247 or whether you've gone to our podcast site, Podbean, and you're listening there, you are so welcome. This is a brand new series, brand new season of messages that I'm bringing you. God accepting me, and we're at part five today. And we're looking at John's Gospel, the 14th chapter, and we'll begin at verse 1. This is amazing. God accepting me. God accepting you. Do you get that? I find that so exciting. Jesus is speaking. And my Bible actually titles this, Jesus, the Way to the Father. It says, or rather, our Lord says, don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. And trust also in me. There is more than enough room in my Father's home. If this were not so, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? When everything is ready, I will come and get you, so that you will always be with me where I am. And you know the way to where I'm going. No, we don't know. Lord, says Thomas, we have no idea of where you're going, so how can we know the way? Jesus told him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Oh, beloved. There is so much to talk about in this. As we look at God accepting you, God accepting me, continually accepting me, not that he has already been accepting me, and therefore we would say God accepted me. No, 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 no. It continues. No matter what I do, no matter where I go, it continues. He is accepting me. And the Father, through his son Jesus is speaking very clearly, and he says this, don't let your hearts be troubled. Don't be upset, don't cry, don't whinge, don't complain, don't be downhearted. There is stuff going on in your life, yeah. You've been told some devastating news, yeah. I get that. You've lost your job and you don't know how you're going to support your family. Yes, I get that. You've got no money to pay the mortgage or to pay your rent. Yes, I get that. You're short of food. You don't know where the next bit of food is coming from. Yes, beloved, I get that. There are problems, there are troubles that we go through, all of us, all the time. They don't stop. These troubles are there always. But what does Jesus say? What's his response? Don't let your hearts be troubled. He's not saying that for fun. And he's not being patronizing by saying that. He's saying, really? Stop it. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Do not allow that to happen. And I believe what's in back of that, what's behind it all, is that he's saying to you, the evil one wants your hearts to be troubled. The evil one wants you to be in pain. The evil one wants you to suffer because you've made a decision that you're going to follow Christ. He's not happy about that. We're in a spiritual war, beloved. And your enemy doesn't like you. Just get hold of that and know it. He doesn't like you. He's going to do everything in his power to bring you down. And that is why Jesus is saying, don't let your hearts be troubled. Listen, let me try and explain it to you so that you understand. I've told you this before, but in my Father's house, another version says, there are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. You know, just stop and think. Where's your perfect place? Well, don't you think God knows that? Don't you think the Father knows your perfect place? And therefore, Jesus is there preparing that place for you. But it will be much more than you could ever imagine or you could ever want. He's going there to prepare that place for you. Why? Because when everything is ready, Jesus says, I will come and get you, so that you will always be with me where I am. And you know the way to where I'm going. Because I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. That is why we know that all of this stuff is true. All of it is true. I have heard of time and time again people trying to disprove the Gospels, trying to disprove the Bible. And so they go out of their way to try and prove it. I heard the other day of an investigative journalist that spent ages trying to disprove the Gospels. He looked at the Gospels, all four of the Gospels, and he thought, right, here we go. I'm going to do an investigation. I'm going to prove that they couldn't have happened, that it wasn't true. And all he ended up doing was proving, actually, that it was all true. And because of that, it changed his life. And he gave his heart to the living God. Well, why wouldn't he? Because he knew it was real. Beloved, he's going to prepare a place for you and I. Jesus is there now, figuring out that which you love. He's thinking about, what if I do this? What if I do that? Because Mandy has told me, through her mind, through her thought pattern, this is the place she'd rather be. I'll describe my perfect place to you if you wish. I've even had or tried to get an artist to paint it for me, but without success because it wasn't what was in my heart, in my head, in my mind. Imagine a beach. And I want you to look at that beach from the sea. So there's the sea, and you're looking at the beach from the sea, and it's a small cove. But the cliff is very, very high. And underneath, there is a shack made of wood. It looks amazing. And it's got a porch. And it's got decking in the front. And you come out of the front door and you walk down onto the beach. onto the sand. The sand is pretty white, and the sea is very blue. And the only way you can get there is via a boat. But you see, in glory, you won't need a boat. I am sure of that. In glory, you will think and you'll be there. That is my perfect place, and I know when I go to glory, I know I'm going to that place, and I know it's going to be far better than I could have ever imagined. It will be perfect. My perfect place. And I also know this, because Jesus says this in his word, and this touches my heart. It says, when everything is ready, verse 3, I will come and get you, so that you will always be with me where I am. Wherever Jesus is, we're going to be by his side. We're going to be there. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? And this is because God has accepted you. This is because God continually accepts you. Because he loves you that much. Imagine. Just imagine the amount of love that must take. When you do something to offend him. When you sin and you fall away. When you follow another direction. When you go down another road. And he's waiting for you as the prodigal father. As the prodigal son ran away from the father. Imagine the father standing there, waiting, just waiting for you to turn up, for you to come back. After you decided you wanted to mess around doing this, that, and the other. All for no avail. And then suddenly, you return. Where's he? He's waiting for you. And he's running to meet you. And he's throwing his arms around you. And he says, welcome home, my good and faithful child. Welcome home. My arms will always be open for you. They will never close, because I love you that much. I will never leave you nor forsake you, says your daddy. He's accepting you, beloved, because he loves you that much. He never wanted to lose you. He never wanted you to go down another road in the first place, but you knew better. And you had to figure it out for yourself. You had to go down that road, and all Jesus did was to wait. Just to wait. And then you hear those words from Jesus. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to me except by my Father. Thank you, Lord. You've been so rejected all of your life. You have been so rejected. And this message is the one you needed to hear. This message is the message of acceptance. You don't have to be anyone special. You don't have to do anything special. You don't have to be someone you're not. You don't have to try and change. You see, the Lord will do that for you if you allow Him to. Just look at Romans, the 12th chapter, and verse 2. It's really important that we know what God is doing in our lives. It's really important to know that He loves us that much. I'm going to turn to it real quick because I want you to see this very, very clearly. Romans, the 12th chapter, and verse 2 says this. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God, say let God, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. That is what God will do for you because He loves you that much. He's accepting you that much, and that acceptance will never stop. The rejection can go now in Jesus' name, and all that's left is the acceptance. I want you to pray with me right now. Say, thank you, Father. Thank you for what you've done for me. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Oh, beloved, let Him love you right now in Jesus' name.